4.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the Klobuchar! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Jim Moore Jr., Eric Morris on the move in college football. Oregon jumps Ole Miss in the college football playoff poll. Chris Denson injured at practice. Tennessee, Michigan, and Cal get big wins on the hardwood. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, November the 26th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Since we're off tomorrow, we're going to cram Thursday and Wednesday show in this Wednesday edition. So Paul Strelo is going to back up a day for us, back up a segment for us. 7:45 this morning. Paul Strelo, TigerRealEstate.com. Going to preview Clemson in South Carolina. 8:05, we'll get Dane Young previewing Georgia and Georgia Tech. 8:25, got a bunch of great Black Friday sales stuff for you from Andrew Oliphant down at Katichi. Talk some golf with him. Besides that, some college football playoff poll, college football coaches and moving in different directions, some college basketball, getting ready for Thanksgiving, getting ready for football and tomorrow and all that. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Got a busy one for you with the producer on a Wednesday, a rare Wednesday appearance, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing pretty good.
Awesome. How was your Tuesday? I don't get to ask you how your Tuesday was very often.
No, but very busy.
Good.
Yeah, we're just rocking and rolling this whole week.
Is everybody in town yet coming to town, making it way? What's the schedule?
We've got some drive-down visitors on Friday.
Okay.
But outside of that, everyone's here.
Well, good, man. Glad to hear that. Segment two today?
I want to look at we got chatter going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Upper management says that he's coming to take care of it today. He said you'll hear some echoes in your ear.
Sorry, okay. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. Thought I was going crazy there. I want to look at the...
Oh, no. There's no echoes. No.
You could have told me that. The two new coaching hires that you mentioned briefly.
Yeah.
Love the coaching carousel.
I do too. Colorado State's going to hire Jim Moore Jr. And Oklahoma State's going to hire Eric Morris. So now North Texas and UConn are added to the list of teams that need coaches. We'll talk about that. Looking forward to that. Keanu is with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now you stay here. Y'all for the holidays?
I do.
That's good, man. Everything good? Y'all, it's no school. School's out today, right?
Yeah, school's definitely out.
Oh,
yeah,
good. Yeah. Good, man. Good. Glad to hear that. Everything else good, though?
Yeah.
Good. Glad to have you in with us this morning. I will, the rain's going to stop. So I think we're done with rain now. And then we will get 70 degrees a day, which is nice. But then I told you guys, that's it, man. Like this weekend, it's going to be 47, 48 degrees here. It's going to rain on Sunday. It's going to be bad. Weather in Columbia, for the big game on Saturday, the forecast calls for 50 degrees, partly cloudy, suns and clouds mixed, and winds about 5 to 10 as the high. So not too bad down in Columbia this weekend. Don't know anything about the Chris Denson injury except for yesterday at his press conference. Dabo Swinney says that Denson was in practice simulating Lenora Sellers with his running style and had an injury and stepped on a foot and injured himself. Don't know how serious that is. Don't know his status. And we won't know going into the game, I don't feel like, because as we told you yesterday, there's no conference game this weekend, so you don't have the injury report. So not sure what to make of all of that. Bowling Green beats UMass last night 45-14. Bowling Green finishes at 4-8. UMass finishes their perfect season 0-12 overall, 0-8 in the MAC. The other one was Western Michigan beat Eastern Michigan 31-21. So both MAC road teams win. Western Michigan 8-4. Eastern Michigan at 4-8. No college football tonight. We don't have a show tomorrow. So tomorrow, 7:30 ESPN. 8-2 Navy, 8-3 Memphis from Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium in Memphis. And Memphis is a 5.5-point favorite there. And then on Friday, you've got Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Egg Bowl, Utah, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska. You have Ohio, Buffalo, nobody wants that. Kent State, Northern Illinois, no. Air Force, Colorado State, no. But Georgia, Georgia Tech at 3:30. You've got San Diego State, New Mexico, Temple, North Texas. And Eric Morris's last game there, or last regular season game there. Boise State, Utah State, Indiana, and Purdue. And then night game there with Texas Tech, or Texas A&M and Texas. And then Arizona, Arizona State before all those rivalry games coming up on Saturday. We have the college basketball world from last night. Ranked team, 17th ranked Tennessee, and Rick Barnes beat Houston last night at the Players Era Festival. 76-73, 7th-ranked Michigan down, 21st-ranked Auburn, 102-72, same tournament. Same tournament has 8th-ranked Alabama beating UNLV, the home team, 115-76. 11th-ranked Michigan State down East Carolina, 89-56. 12th-ranked Gonzaga over Maryland, 100-61. 14th-ranked St. John's beat Baylor, 96-81. 15th-ranked Iowa State over Creighton, 78-60. 16th-ranked North Carolina beat St. Bonaventure, 85-70. UCLA fell last night. 18th ranked Bruins fell to ACC foe California, 80-72. Speaking of ACC, 23rd ranked NC State down Boise, 81-70. And 25th ranked Indiana beat Kansas State, 86-69. In the ACC non-ranked action from last night, Notre Dame over Rutgers, Kansas beat Syracuse, Florida State over Cal State Bakersfield, and Wake Forest crushed Campbell. SEC non-ranked action from an evening ago featured Texas A&M over Mississippi Valley State, Missouri beat South Carolina State, Iowa downed Ole Miss, and Texas beat Chaminade. So a little college basketball for you there. Told you about the two hires. So Eric Morris did a tremendous job. We'll get into this more in a second. Eric Morris did a tremendous job at North Texas. The Mean Green are 6-1 on the season in the conference. They're 10-1 overall. They've got a big game with Temple this weekend. And in looking at it, college football playoff contender, they got a chance to win the American. So Eric Morris did a great job there. And then I told you, Ben, the guy I've kind of been on, and Will, you've heard me say this, what Jim Moore Jr. did at UConn is nothing short of amazing. UConn was just in shambles. And, I mean, they had absolutely nothing going for them. And he came in and not only gave them a little stability, but they won big games. And they actually beat up on some ACC teams. You realize this, that in the Randy Edsall years, when he went back the second time, they went 3-9, 1-11, 2-10, they didn't play in 20, and then they went 1-11. So in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in 5 years of Randy Edsall, they won 6 games in 5 years. Jim Moore Jr. takes over. They go 6-7, 3-9, 9-4, 9-3. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest turnarounds we've seen in many, many years. But a great one. The last time – he's won 9 games in each of the last 2 years, can win 10 now. The last time that – well, first of all, I think – well, I didn't know this. In 2003, they won 9 games. In 2007, they won 9 games. So if they win one more football game this year, then they'll win more games than any team in UConn history. What a job done. We'll talk more about that coming up in the next segment. College football playoff poll came out yesterday. In case you did not see it, Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3, Georgia 4. Texas Tech is 5, followed by Oregon, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama 10. 11 is BYU, followed by Miami, Utah, Vanderbilt, and Michigan. Texas is 16. Southern Cal fell to 17. Virginia 18, Tennessee 19, Arizona State 20, SMU 21, Pittsburgh 22, Georgia Tech 23, Tulane 24, Arizona 25. The big news there was that Oregon jumped Ole Miss. Ole Miss idled this past weekend. Oregon beat Southern Cal this past weekend. And, Will, I'll ask you one question about that before break here. Is did they punish Ole Miss because of the fact or the idea that maybe Ole Miss will not have Lane Kiffin in the playoffs?
I don't think so. Well, actually, there's a good possibility. What they say and what they actually what they mean is two different things.
Sure.
But the one argument that I heard was, and obviously we're going to compare this to FSU with Jordan Travis getting left out of the 4-team playoff. We were able to see that Florida State team without Jordan Travis. I know this is kind of a jump, and I don't believe this is true either, but the argument could be we're not going to be able to see Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin. How can we punish them?
Yeah, that's big because Lane Kiffin calls plays. You know, sometimes CEO head coaches, man, as long as the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, you know, if that's the case and you got those guys working and calling plays, then, well, I don't know. Do we defer or not? Do we go for it on fourth down? Do we go for two? That's about it. You know, get on some referees every once in a while. This is just for the game itself. But when Lane Kiffin's calling plays, it's going to have a direct impact on Ole Miss. So it'll be very interesting to see what they do coming in. Now, from here on, you've got Oregon. They go to Washington. And you've got Mississippi State and Ole Miss. So I don't think that a win against Mississippi State would be more impressive than a win against Washington on the road. Both are on the road, by the way. And so I don't see Ole Miss overtaking Oregon as long as both teams win moving forward. So it appears that if you're looking at it, Ohio State, Michigan, I guess my guess is that some things, there's always a chance, I guess you could say, in that rivalry game. Purdue and Indiana, there's no chance there. A&M and Texas, there's a chance. Georgia Tech, I guess there's a chance. But I think those teams are in no matter what. Texas Tech goes to West Virginia. We know West Virginia's not very good. But, you know, on the road, you know, maybe. Oklahoma hosts LSU. Maybe. I doubt that, but maybe. Notre Dame's got an easy one. They go to Stanford coming off their win this past weekend. Alabama, Auburn, as you know. So my point is, like, who can play their way in, who can play their way out through all this. BYU hosts Central Florida. They'll win that one. They'll have a chance to revenge the Texas Tech loss maybe in the Big 12 championship game. Miami goes to Pittsburgh. Maybe they can make an impression by beating 22nd-ranked Pittsburgh through all of that. The problem with the ACC is the highest-ranked team you got is Miami at number 12. I mean, the good news is you've got Virginia at 18. You've got Pittsburgh at 22, Georgia Tech at 23. Fact of the matter is, though, you got to have higher ranked teams and more elite type things at the top of that. That's what's kind of hurting them a little bit. So with that said, no major surprises outside of the one jumping of Oregon jumping Ole Miss. I'll ask you guys for the break too. Did y'all see Dan Lanning's pregame speech in the Southern Cal game?
I did not, no.
All right. I want to send it to you during the break.
I'm assuming we can't play it on air.
I think you can play it on the air. But it doesn't do it good because what tells his story is his eyes. And he's got these eyes, man. And so we'll see. We'll see if we play it on the air. We'll see if we might can. I think the language is okay, though. But anyway, I'll get your thoughts on some of that coming up for sure. All right. Hey, before we take a break, I want to talk about my great friends at Ingles. Ingles, I love the prices, love the savings. Hey, bottom line is this. This is the holiday season. Ingles is going to do an absolutely terrific job for you. They're going to be the place that you need that last-minute deal. Believe it or not, then somebody out there is going to forget to get something. So some husband somewhere is going to be sent to Ingles to pick up a little something extra there. Or I forgot the creamer for the coffee. I forgot the eggs for break, whatever. Because you might have all the Thanksgiving Day stuff, but you forgot the whatever you can do for breakfast or whatever it might be. If it is that last-minute shopping, I want you to go to Ingles. Ingles is going to have it all for you. And if you're doing the tailgating stuff this weekend, you headed down to Atlanta for the Georgia Tech game, headed to Columbia for Clemson, South Carolina, then why not go by Ingles, fill up with gas, and go ahead and get all your beverages and get all your tailgate needs. You're going to love our great friends at Ingles. I do. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends at Ingles. Short break. We'll come back, talk college football coaching carousel with Will Clanton in our segment number two right after this.
Two steak biscuits for $5 means two times the country fried. Change your life. Need another bite? Goodness, you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Hey, Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, four generations of better rest built for your best game day.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I love this text right here. This is from 706. Mickey, I'm listening on the app, so I'm sure there's a little delay, but I'm in the kitchen ironing my wife's clothes. Good for you. Good husband. Listening on the app. She comes in the room while you're doing the Ingles ad. You said something about a husband somewhere will have to go do something that you mentioned for breakfast. I'll be stopping by Ingles today now to get bacon and eggs so we can have a big breakfast before Thanksgiving, since we're not planning to eat with the family until around 6 p.m. Long story short, perfect timing for the ad. Love that, 706. You know, more than that, man, I love the fact that you are ironing your wife's clothes this morning. I'm an ironer, too. I love to iron. You know, I like to iron, Will Clinton, because I like seeing progress. I see a wrinkle. I run the iron over. I don't see a wrinkle anymore. I like vacuuming. I see dirt on the floor. I vacuum. And I cut grass. I used to like polishing shoes. I like seeing, like, progress. So, you know, blowing leaves, that's my kind of stuff. Ironing is a lot like blowing leaves. So that's really cool stuff there. Hey, my great friends at Greer Flooring, Greer Flooring Center, speaking of seeing progress, you see it in your floors, commercial, residential. Greer Flooring Center does an absolutely incredible job. The folks in Greer know Greer Flooring now for 35 years. The folks in Easley are getting to know Greer Flooring now for about the last 2 to 3 years. Across from Toyota of Easley, now their service makes it easier on folks at Kiwi or Hartwell or Jocassee. Makes it easier on Anderson, makes it easier on Clemson and Seneca. So go by and see our great friends over at Greer Flooring and Greer Flooring Center. Hey, the great news there is the consulting team is doing an amazing job helping you out. Home renovations, you might have some big things planned for 2026. I'll just tell you, the place to find it is Greer Flooring Center. They got some great news for you over there right now, offering 12 months same as cash on the next project. Visit the showroom today, 560 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Use that floor visualizer. That's pretty cool to see. And ask about that the 12 months same as cash on your next option at Greer Flooring Center. Segment number two with Will Clinton.
As you previously mentioned in segment one, you've got Jim Mora Jr. going to Colorado State, of all places. I thought that was really interesting for a landing spot until I read in a little more about what's going on with Colorado State, because they're not really relevant in much of college football, especially the East Coast. Colorado State is a member of the new Pac-12. And they're making a huge push to become relevant. Of course, every athletic department is going to say this, but their AD did recently say our goal is to win a national championship in the college football playoff. This is a step in the right direction. It's not a grand slam, not a home run, but Jim Mora, he's going to have consistency. And I still remember when he was out at UCLA, and I for some reason, my expectations at the time, I mean, he was coming out of the NFL as a field coach. I thought that UCLA was going to be a 9-10 win team every year and compete with Southern Cal.
Yeah, I did too.
Where I'm at now, how I remember that, is that he failed at UCLA, which is not the case.
No, he did not fail at UCLA. He had, the end was not great, but he won 10 games twice there. He won 29 games his first 3 years, and he won four of his six seasons were winning seasons.
Averaged 7.5 wins in his six seasons.
Right.
And if you look at the, I guess it's been 8 seasons since he's been there now, they're not coming close to 7.5. I think this is the closest they've come this year.
Yeah, I think UCLA made a mistake by firing him as early as they did. I think he deserved another year there through all that. But he turned down other jobs for UCLA when he was at UCLA. People kind of came after him early through that career. But you know, Jim Moore Jr., he did a decent job there. Boy, what a job he's done at UConn, too. I think here's one thing. Colorado State has had success in the past. So it's not like there's some sort of perennial doormat. Now, again, the way that the college football world has changed, you know, their status now is not what it was. But who knows? Who knows where you're headed for? I think it's a terrific hire. I think it's the best hire of anybody. I don't know if anybody's going to do any better going from what they've done. Jay Norvell, they're going from 2-9. He'll turn it around, though. He turns things around, and he wins. And he wins right away. It wasn't great in the NFL for Jim Moore Jr., But I think he'll do a good job for him. Got to remember, Jim McElwain won 10 games there. Sonny Lubick won 10 games there. He won 11 games there. And they finished ranked before, and Lubick won 10 of the 10 games one other time. And I mean, they've done they've won some games there in the past. So I think you can win at Colorado State. Steve Adazio did not win there. Mike Bobo did not win there. But Jay Norvell was okay, trying to turn it around, had one good season there. But I think Jim Moore's the best they've had there in many years.
Steve Adazio did not win anywhere. But
no, he's not winning on the broadcast team right now. He's terrible.
Oh, he's not good.
He's terrible.
You did mention UConn's recent success against the ACC. They played 3 games. UConn, an independent.
Yeah.
They played against 3 ACC teams this year. They went 2-1. A better winning percentage than a lot of ACC teams, Clemson included, and as many or more wins than North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Florida State, Syracuse, Boston College.
Eric Morris won 10 games this year, or has so far, at North Texas, and that's the most in school history. They won 9 in 2017. They won 9 in 2013. They won 9 in 2003. But they've never won double-digit games there. So what Jim Moore Jr. did and what Eric Morris, the two guys who got hired here in the last couple of days, they won more games than any coach in school history at those places, and they parlayed that into bigger jobs. I'm a little surprised. Morris is a young guy. At least he looks younger than he is. But he's 40 years old, and maybe he's going to build something at Oklahoma State now. I think it's a pretty good hire for them. Offensively, they're good.
I have no word on whether Jim Moore Jr. is going to stay around for UConn's bowl game because they're done with the regular season.
Usually you don't.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
But North Texas, there is a chance they win. They're playing their hosting
playoff.
Temple. Yeah.
Picture.
As long as they win against Temple, they will be in the championship game of I always get these conferences mixed up. The American Conference. Yeah. And they'll be playing Tulane for the championship, and it possibly a berth in the college football playoff.
Yeah. If you're North Texas, do you want Eric Morris to hang around?
He has already committed to staying through the end of the season.
Well, yes. Good for them, man. Good for their seniors. Good for them. Really cool.
Yes. The best thing about him, why I think it's such a good fit at Oklahoma State, until October 26th of next year, he's going to be 40, which is technically a man.
He's a man.
Yes.
Hiring them. That's very good. You know, he is a Mike Leach guy. He played for Mike Leach in college. And he's a guy that went to Canada to play a little bit as well. But he's a Mike Leach guy. They're gonna throw it. Now, the thing is, does he take his quarterback with him to Oklahoma State? Because everybody's talked about the quarterback going Clemson fans have clamored. And maybe we get North Texas as quarterback, but now does he go as head coach to Oklahoma State and play in a Power Four conference now?
I'd be shocked if he didn't.
Right, right. Offensive coordinator and all that. So it'll be very interesting. There's a former North Texas player I saw that was leading there, a guy who played the NFL. I forgot who it was. But he's one of the candidates at North Texas now. I don't know what. I hadn't seen a UConn hot board list yet. But they're in basketball, women's basketball season, so maybe they don't even know they got to hire a coach there. But it'll be interesting to see what they do, what those two teams do.
Just the first couple of dominoes, and it's really interesting that these almost forgotten programs are the ones making
big move. I mean, that's two really, really on paper. Now you don't know how it's gonna work out with the administration, the athletic director, presidents, and boards. You don't know how they get funding and how it works in different leagues as they step up. But I gotta be honest with you, I think both these hires have been absolutely excellent so far. And like some of the guys I'm hearing at Arkansas, whatever, you do a lot worse than Jim Moore Jr. if you were Arkansas. A lot worse than Eric Morse if you do Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Maybe Arkansas, there's some talk about Matt Campbell finally leaving Iowa State.
I've heard that. I've also I did some research, and John Summerall followed a couple of Arkansas players.
Huh.
Whether that means he's, tampering and recruiting them, or maybe he's going to be at Arkansas next year.
I always thought Summerall would be at Auburn for some reason. I just thought that was Auburn. Or at LSU, in the case they don't get Lane Kiffin. Remember, I told you I met the LSU Board of Trustees guys. I'm at a golf tournament this year. And a guy in front of me says, hey, introduce yourself to – what's the guy's name? Anyway, I was like, hey, how you doing? Is it good? He said, he's LSU's chairman of the board. I was like, what's that? So yeah, this is Scott Ballard. This is LSU's chairman of the board. He's also chairman of the board of the PGA of America. I was like, man, you're on more boards. Anyway, good guy. But my point that is Scott Ballard went to Tulane. He's a Tulane guy. He lives in New Orleans. His businesses are in New Orleans. And so I think that you can see Summerall maybe at LSU in case you don't get Lane, or I think you can see Summerall at Auburn. Or maybe Arkansas. We'll see. We'll do some hot board stuff today. Later in the show, maybe.
I'm with that. I've heard every single rumor about Lane Kiffin in the last 24 hours. I've heard that his ex-wife is meeting with a realtor in Baton Rouge. You've heard that the what's his son's name? Landry's the younger girl. Or no, she's the oldest.
Yeah. Hold
on. Anyway, his son, his youngest kid, there's rumors that he's been meeting kids at the Gainesville high schools. I think it's all manufactured.
Yeah, that's garbage.
I'm still one of the few people that would be shocked if he left Ole Miss.
Yeah, Knox Kiffin.
Knox. Is his name. Okay.
Yeah, yes. Hey, do we have time to play Layla? That's Layla Kiffin. No, do we have time to play the Oregon coach? This is Dan Lanning. Let me tell you, the first guy you're going to hear, I think, is the offensive coordinator. I think that's right. And then you'll hear Dan Lanning. This is in the pregame. This is in the locker room before they go out to play Southern Cal. There's a couple of interesting points in there, and we won't be able to see this. You can look it up online and see what his eyes look like when he's at this. But he's talking to his team, and among the things he says, I don't want to ruin it all here, but he says that they're playing Southern Cal, by the way. And he says, we're doing this for our seniors. We're laying on the line for seniors. This is our DNA game, whatever, for our seniors. And then he says, Reggie Bush and Matt Leiner aren't walking through that door in that other locker room over there. He goes, but I know who he is, and Dante Moore and all the Purchase and all his guys over there. But the best thing at the end is they're wearing all black. I'll let you hear what he says about that.
Composure, laser focus, win your 1-1 matchup. Yeah!
Seniors, this game we're all putting on the line for you. It's a DNA game, connection. Toughness, growth, sacrifice, it shows up right here. And in this fight, as they get a little bit tired, we say one more round. After we hit a big play, we say one more round, right? After they start to bleed, we say one more round. Really simple. For the seniors in this room, you get an opportunity to lay it on the line. They're living off their history. Matt Leinart, he ain't walking through there. Reggie Bush ain't gonna show up. But I'll tell you who he is. Dante Moore's gonna show up. Bryce Betcher gonna show up. Pacho gonna show up. Clay Purchase gonna show up. We got the Warriors necessary to go walk out there and deliver. Understand something. Why are you wearing black? You're going to a Trojan funeral.
I'm telling you, man. I think he's the best in America. I think he's going to win multiple national championships in his career. And that kind of intensity, and I don't know how long he can do it, and I don't know how long they can keep him out of the NFL or wherever he's going to go next. But Dan Lanning is, he's 39 years old, and he's got the energy of a 20-year-old, and Dan Lanning is on the fast track right now. You see what he did at Alabama, what he did at Memphis, what he did at Georgia, now what he's doing at Auburn. And, man, that just gets me fired up. That's good stuff. Am I making too big of a deal of that, Keanu? Do you like that guy?
Oh, that actually fired me.
That guy, you got it this morning? Yeah. Am I, Will, is that good? Is it good? I think it is.
I think it's great. Okay. Yeah.
Just making sure.
I was an Oregon fan before Dan Lanning, so, you know, not to brag.
Dan Lanning will win. Look, on this show, 8 years ago, I said, once Kirby gets everything in there, Kirby will win multiple national championships at Georgia. On this show, I'm telling you now, Dan Lanning will win multiple championships. I don't know, all at Auburn. I don't know where he's going to be. But Dan Lanning will win multiple national championships when it's all said and done. All right, Upcountry Fiber. We are in our Upcountry Fiber studios for upcountryfiber.com. Get in touch with them. Upcountry Fiber does an absolutely amazing job. We love Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. Strongest, fastest internet connection. The very best in customer service. No contracts, no upfront pricing. You'll continue to pay the same price. They're not going to bait and switch you for the first 6 months. You got to pay this. I got a new phone yesterday, right? I ordered a new phone yesterday. And it's one of those things that, you can. I didn't do this, but we can offer you this. No interest in this for a new phone and all that. I'm like, nah, man, just give me a – just tell me what I owe you, you know? Just let me know that. Don't try to dupe me into something. We love Upcountry Fiber. That's why they don't dupe anybody. Just great internet service, the fastest internet. When you're streaming all these games and all these coaching teleconferences, you're going to love our great friends at Upcountry Fiber. Short break. We'll open phone lines. We have one hour, three straight segments of phone calls and texts. Love to hear from you. Much more to this.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time, and we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff, then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have the call from enemy territory, and Dono Clark and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Football season's in full swing, folks, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. And Feast Week is back, which means it's an even better time to get in on the action, because from November 26th through November 30th, you can check the app daily for special promos. I love playing Underdog. It's a great place to play for as little as a dollar. You just go higher or lower on stats for your favorite player, like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. College football and the NFL, I'm all over it. If you get your picks right, you play a little better than I do, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Right now, here's what you need to know. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't flat tie. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plante.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and Nuteep Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. Nuteep Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find it at Nuteep Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton at Nuteep Boutique, Four Men on Exchange.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
My son and I, we sing this song and we rotate. One time around, I'll be the lovely day, and the next time I'll be the lovely day. Lovely day. So we rotate back and forth doing that one. Thank you for playing that one. Thank you for, it's going to be a lovely day. Lovely, lovely, grateful Thanksgiving tomorrow. Safe travels. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for being safe on the road this weekend, wherever you're going, wherever you listen to us this morning. Tiger Sports Shop, TigerSports.com. There will be some people that will be coming into the upstate that don't get to come to the upstate very often and come to the upstate of South Carolina for some for some, like your family will, you know, coming into town. Keanu, y'all got people coming into the upstate? Or y'all, everybody just here already?
I think everybody's just here already.
All right, so y'all already know about Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. For the first time, let me check and make sure here. For the first time in several days, I don't have anything I got at Tiger Sports Shop on today. I'll bet I'll wear it down to Columbia, down to the Midlands for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Let everybody know down there, loud and proud. I love our great friends over at Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. They do an absolutely incredible job, an amazing job. Tiger Sports for 50 years. Get all the collections. Tiger Boulevard, College Avenue. It's Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. Interesting text from 9512. Talking about Dan Lanning. I'd run through a brick wall for this guy. Dabo could never and would never. What? Dabo couldn't get you fired up?
Oh, jeez.
What now? Hold on.
Short-term memory loss.
The guy that has led his team to 2 national championships couldn't get you fired up? The guy that led you to 4 national championship games? The guy led you to 7 college football playoffs. The guy that the BYOG guy, he couldn't. I can think of no better place than Clemson soccer. That guy can't get you fired up. A little recency bias here. Is that what we're talking about? Hold up, man. Hold up. You got to give the guys due now. We're going to talk about 9 ACC championships. Come on now. Come on. I don't know. I'm gonna push back a little bit on you there. I don't know how old you are, 9512, but Dabo could never, would never? I don't know, pal. I don't know.
I think his text was just auto-corrected. He didn't mean to put that.
He did. He didn't mean to put that. You know, that's like my little girl sometimes, she'll get kind of cranky, and we'll be in public somewhere, and my wife uses this. Oh, she's just tired, y'all. She's just tired. She didn't mean to act that way. Yeah. I'll give you that one. I don't know. I do think there's a recency bias. I had someone do this the other day. I saw on Twitter where a guy says, Kate definitely top 5 quarterback in Clemson history. I was like, what now? Did we forget about Trevor Lawrence winning the national championship? Did we forget about Deshaun Watson winning the national championship? We forgot Homer Jordan winning the national championship? Did we forget about Steve Fuller finishing 6th in the Heisman Trophy voting? Did we forget about Charlie Whitehurst and Woody Dantzler, and Taj Boyd breaking every ACC record Taj Boyd broke? We can put this guy, that's 7 right there. Boy, oh, no. Not in the top 7. No. 9383 says, Dan Lanning supposedly doesn't do it for clicks, yet somehow speech videos always find their stuff on the internet. No, they film everything there. They've got a show there. They've got like a 20-minute Duck Dynasty thing, whatever they call it. So now he knows he's on camera through all of that. 1260 said, if Dan Lanning can get you so fired up, what's he accomplished at Oregon? Well, wait a minute now. First of all, we're talking about a pretty small sample size, aren't we? Let's remember, Dan Lanning's 39 years old, and he doesn't have the years of experience. But with that said, what's he done at Oregon? Oh, I don't know, 45-7. Oh, I don't know, 31-4 in conference play. Oh, I don't know, finishing 3rd in the country last year, finishing 6th in the country year before. I'd say off to a pretty good start, man. I'd say the last, you know, he's won 10 games every year there, and 45-7. I'd say Dan Lanning college football playoff appearance last year. I'd say a Big Ten championship. What's he done at Oregon so far? Am I wrong? Well, Dan Lanning's off to a great start, right? We're talking about what's he accomplished at Oregon. Well, championships, college football playoffs, and this guy's team, he's going to his college football playoffs 2 years in a row.
I think there's a misconception that Pac-12 teams were phony, I guess. Again, first 2 years that he was at Oregon, they were in the Pac-12. But I don't subscribe to that. And he showed it first year in the Big Ten, won the conference.
Yeah. Here's the thing. In his very first try of doing that, we've got this thing that, like, if you don't win at all, then you're not a good coach. I don't understand that. I don't, for the life of me, I don't get that. Like, Is there a ceiling? You know, Lincoln Riley got that a lot. I got another guy saying, like, he's won multiple championships that Lincoln Riley's done at Southern Cal. Lincoln Riley's not done at Southern Cal, by the way. But everybody talked about Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. I got that all the time. Well, he can't win the big one. Well, the reason he can't win the big one is because he got beat by LSU and Joe Burrow. And he get beat by Alabama. And he get beat by well, he that wasn't Clemson, that was Stoops, wasn't it? But the point is, like, in that 2020 season, well, that wasn't a playoff. That was Florida. They did not make the playoffs 2020. But he made the playoffs in 2017. And you know why he didn't win the big one in 2017? Because they lost to number two Georgia in a double overtime 54-48 game in which Georgia goes to the national championship that year. And the reason he didn't win it in 2018 is because he lost the national champion Alabama 45-34, like the number one team in the country, the team that won the national championship. And in the next year, he lost to Joe Burrow, and LSU, the team, won the national championship. You know why he lost those games? Those teams were better than his teams. But on top of that, though, he was 55-10, and he finished 3rd, 4th, 6th, 6th, and 13th. And he was 37-7 and won four conference championships at Oklahoma. I mean, in 5 years. He won four championships in 5 years. Like, because he didn't win the national championship, we think, oh, man, he's terrible. Then he goes to Southern Cal, and he won 11 games in his first year. He's going to win 10 games this year. He's gonna beat who do they have this week? Who's Southern Cal have this week? They played UCLA.
I think, yeah, UCLA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll beat UCLA this week. They'll win the bowl game. Whatever. That's 10. He's won 10 games there. He's doing okay. But because – and he's not doing what I thought he's going to do. I don't want to take away from that. But my point is, like, we think, man, if you don't win at all, then you're not a good coach. Like, what?
So let me ask you this. How many coaches, active coaches, have won a Power 4 or Power 5, we'll count the Pac-12, conference championship? ACC? You got Dabo and you got Norvell.
Okay.
Who else? Anyone else in the ACC?
That have won. All right, let's think about that. Boy, what a question here, buddy.
Yeah.
Because winning your conference is not an easy deal there.
In the SEC, you have Kirby and you have DeBoer.
Did Rhett Lashley win the American Conference or whatever he was in at SMU?
Power 4, Power 5
okay,
conference.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Cristobal's not won it. Diaz, no. So – Jeff Brom, no. NC State, no. Canberra, no. Belichick won Super Bowls. No. Franklin won the Big Ten 1 year, didn't he?
James Franklin?
Mm-hmm. He's at Virginia Tech now, obviously. But James Franklin won the Big Ten. James Franklin won the Big Ten 1 year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? Look that up for me. Make sure
I'll
I'm right
sure.
on that.
Ryan Day.
Has Whittingham won anything? Hadn't he won did he win the Pac-12?
I would say yes, because he's been around for so long. And same thing with Ferentz.
Dillingham won the Big 12 last year.
Yep.
Let's see here. Did Campbell ever win the Big 12? I don't think so.
No. No.
You've got TCU's won a conference championship before. I think.
Narduzzi. Okay.
Narduzzi won the ACC?
Yeah.
With Pickett.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Rich Rod's won a conference before. He has. He did. He won the Big East.
I'll allow it. Okay.
Obviously, Dan Lanning. Sharon Moore has not. Lincoln Riley has. Mm-hmm. Has Iowa, have they won the Big Ten? I don't think they've won the Big Ten, no. Matt Rhule, no. Yeah, it's limited, man. It's very limited through all that.
There's what, 10, 11, 12
right.
current coaches.
Right.
It's hard to win championships even at the conference level.
Right. And you know, as much as, say, I could tell you, like, Brian Kelly never did. And Heupel has not. You know? I mean, guys have accomplished an awful lot in this game. But they hadn't won conference championships. Lane Kiffin's never won a Power 4 conference championship. And he's the one everybody wants.
Kirk Ferentz won 2002 and 2004 at Iowa.
Right. See, we get these hot names. Clark Lee's hot at Vanderbilt right now, obviously. But really, like, he's not won anything, really. Now, he's done great for Vanderbilt. And that's always the discussion. Like, can he win? Could he win at this place? Well, you know, could this guy win at Vanderbilt? You know? I mean, as great as Lane Kiffin is, you think Lane Kiffin could win at Vanderbilt? I think he could, but I don't know he could. So that's all that in there. But I'm amazed through some of that. Yeah, Pat Narduzzi won the ACC with Kenny Pickett. Boy, Clemson, you can't let that one slip through your hands on that year. What was that? Was that DJ's year or something? What happened there? Why did Clemson lose that year? Can't let Kenny stinking Pickett. Yes, DJ's year. Kenny stinking Pickett win the ACC. All right, we got a busy time coming up. We're going to rank some rivalries. What's the best rivalry in college football? And that's long-term. Like the current state of rivalries compared to the long-term state. I want the historical aspect of it. Like where does Clemson South Carolina rank? We'll do that. We'll take some phone calls. I got a bunch of stuff. And by the way, people are saying Rodney Williams better quarterback than Cade. Won more games, won bigger games, was easier to count on, depend on. So, and the guys that I'll argue about DJ being better than Cade. We'll see. Hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5.